Hello everyone, it's Donna Devane here of DonnaDevane.com. I want to talk to you today about what are we going to do? What are we going to do to change the world? What are we going to do to positively affect poverty, fear, genocide, corporate greed? What are we going to do to alter, to transform political corruption? These are all big questions right now. The economy, Wall Street, banking bailouts, stimulus bills, healthcare reform, all of these things have got America in a tither, in an absolute tither with itself. What are we going to do? What are we supposed to do? What should we do? What can we do? What will we do? That is the most important question. What will we do? Now, as a spiritual teacher and a coach, I am very aware that every single one of us on this planet is creating reality according to how we think, feel, believe. And nothing can come forth unless someone is giving permission to it with their thoughts, their feelings, their focused energy. Now, saying that, I want to explain that I do not mean to imply that people who are suffering from genocide consciously say, ooh, I think I'll be a victim of genocide, or that people in abject poverty, starving to death, have a conscious agreement that they wish to experience that. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that all of us are individualized expression of the whole. And each and every one of us, while we create for our own individual experience so that we can express our creative selves in one experience after another, while we all do that individually, we are also all co-creating with one another. We are giving our attention to situations that are horrible. We look at it, and then more often than not, we move away from it because honestly, it's very uncomfortable. It's scary in some aspects. Personally, I've been watching the political scene lately, and woo, I'm telling you, I can only do it for a few moments. Actually, last night, I was in a room listening to a radio show, and I was in the chat room, and it was a moderate show. They were neither far left nor far right, and they were discussing the healthcare reform bills and the horrid behavior of some click Tea Partiers, far righters, who are making threats against senators' families and calling names and just horrible, horrible things. Well, since the passing of this bill, I have been in numerous chat rooms, political chat rooms, where I have just left, to be quite honest with you. I've left because the energy there was just so full of fear and anger. And that's all hatred is. Hatred is nothing more than fear and anger. That's all it is. It's not some evil entity come to suck us all to hell. Hatred is nothing in this world but fear and anger, frustration, because we don't like to feel afraid. We're not the energy of fear. We are the energy of love. And anytime we create for ourselves an experience, an illusion of something that we are not, it's uncomfortable. That's why we don't like feelings. We don't like physical sickness in our body. We don't like experiencing poverty. It's why we don't like experiencing conflict. We don't like it when people don't argue with us, because we know, our inner spiritual playful self knows, that we are the I Am, the no beginning, no end. And we know on a deep level that these conflicting experiences are not who we are. Well, sitting in the room last night, I finally left the room, and I decided I was just going to go to bed because I was reacting unhappily to the conversations I was hearing in the room where people were actually trying to justify these horrid, unloving behaviors towards click-click liberals. And frankly, I have been in chat rooms where I have been called a bleeding heart, baby-killing liberal, along with other things that are not quite as nice as that, simply because I was sitting in a room, in a moderate room, discussing the potential benefits and potential changes and enhancements to the health care reform bill and how that could lead to other major changes in our society here in the state. And I am surprised when extremists, if you will, take it upon themselves to come into a room where we are happily, respectfully discussing among ourselves and to lambast us, not with argument, not with debate, not with reason or logic, but with pure anger. Menace. And I've been questioning what can, should, will I do about it. Well, one of the things that I've decided to do is, I was speaking with a friend last night, and we were discussing the merits of ignoring this, which I think we've tried doing, and it's only growing worse, or standing up for truth. And I have come upon the conclusion that for me personally, you know, when my children were small and they misbehaved, the minor misbehaviors, I would just look at them and they would know that, oops, you know, I'm getting close to the line here. In just a minute, Mama's going to say something. When the behavior escalated, they were corrected. I pointed out the behavior that was not acceptable. And if they insisted on that unacceptable behavior, they got a trip to their room where they could think about it for a while. And I don't think that our ignoring and pretending that this anger and this fear and this hatred is going to go away on its own is going to serve us. I remember a statement, and I'm sure you've all heard it, that all it takes for evil to prevail is for good men, good women, good people to do nothing. I wonder if when Hitler began rounding up the Jews, what difference would have been made had Jews and non-Jews stood up and said, no, man, this isn't right, this isn't cool, this isn't how we treat our fellow citizens. I wonder what difference that would have made. Well, let's try it here in America. Let's not get militarily minded. Let's not get anger. Let's not get over into the fear machine ourselves. Let's just quietly stand up and say, you know, I would appreciate a little bit more respectful language from you. I'm not in agreement with you, but I do respect what you're feeling and where you're coming from. Because oftentimes when people are so angry and they're so afraid, it's because they feel as though no one is believing them. No one is saying that their fear, their belief about the situation has any merit. And I do understand. I do. I understand people's concern about the undermining of our Constitution. I have that concern myself. I understand the concern about political and governmental and corporate corruption. I get that. I do. I get that. I understand it. I even share those concerns to some degree. I value the opinion of others, even those that I do not agree with. Their opinions, their thoughts, their feelings on it, they do matter. But where I draw the line is on behavior that is harmful. There was conversation yesterday as to whether or not tampering with a congressman's, thinking it was a congressman, it was actually his brother, But tinkering with his gas line, is that terrorism? It is terrorism, people. It's terrorism. It is the use of potential threat of violence and harm to manipulate someone's behavior, to cause them to conform to your ideas, and it's wrong. And I don't use the term wrong very often. Those who listen to my teaching and read my stuff know. Donna's not a big one for using the terms right and wrong. Things just are. But there are energies, there are vibrations, and when we attempt to harm others, we are lowering our vibrations. And when we feel attacked, and we try to fight back with anger and vengeance, and we are then just adding to that energy of violence. So I want to ask everybody, regardless of whether you're involved in politics right now or if it's a personal situation that you're going through, filled with misunderstandings and disagreements, be very aware of who you are, that I am, no beginning, no end. I am love. I am hope. I am joy. I am peace. Stay lined up with that. And when you are in a situation that people want to express extreme violence, and there's nothing wrong with feeling anger. I mean, anger is a very justified, very helpful emotion, as is sorrow and all the other emotions. Our emotions are very legitimate and they serve us very well. But when we allow ourselves to feel so boxed in, so afraid, that we feel in order to do anything we must strike out with violence, then we need to reevaluate our situation. So don't fight, don't resist, don't push against, don't wrestle. Simply be the light turned on in a dark room. If you'll go in a room at night and do this with your spiritual eyes open, and you'll understand it logically, intellectually, we get this. We know that if we walk into a dark room and we flip the light switch, then we can see the lights on. But I want you to go into a dark room, and I want you to stand in that darkness, and I want you to just be aware that darkness saturates every inch of that room. And there you are, standing in that darkness. And while you're just standing there and you're just observing it, you're not interacting with it, you're not doing anything with it, you're just standing there and you're observing the darkness. You are, in that instance of observation, placing yourself in that experience of darkness. Now, that's not saying you're giving energy to it. It's not saying that you're adding more darkness to the room. You're having no effect on it. You're just observing. Now reach over and turn the light switch on. That action of your being the messenger, the bringer, the instrument of light, what effect does it have? Now, you didn't have to fight the darkness to get the light space in that room. You didn't have to get bent out of shape. You didn't have to give speeches. You didn't have to go through hoops and start movements and defend your honor and defend your nation and defend your beliefs. All you had to do was just stand there and move from one observing the light to an instrument. I mean, one observing the darkness into one being a messenger, a tool, an instrument of the light. And with your small action, just reaching over to the wall and flipping that little switch, you became the instrument that flooded that once dark room with total light, where you could see fully. Anyone who entered that light could see fully. And this is what I want to ask us all to be: instruments of light. Don't involve yourself in the negativity, in the low vibrations. Don't involve yourself in that. Observe. But don't just keep observing. Don't just observe it and turn away from it. Observe it and then flip that light switch. Because that light switch, you taking that small action to say to someone who's angry, I do understand where you're coming from. I do. Your points are valid. I will take them under consideration. That will do more to change the world than any arguing, fussing, debating that we can do. That points the way of light to other people. And the more that you allow yourself to experience yourself as light, as love, as joy, as celebration, as abundance, as success, as freedom, the more you do that, the more you make it easy for others who are not just observing the darkness, but who are actually interacting with the darkness. The easier you make it for those to see rays of light breaking through the darkness. So be a messenger of light today. And don't fuss at people. Don't resist them. Don't argue with them. Because this extreme fear that's giving way to anger is coming about because they don't feel anybody's paying attention to their concerns. Don't give energy to it. Don't feed it. Don't nurture their fears. But let them know you hear them, you understand them, that they do have value in your life. Do this on a personal level and watch how your life, your relationships, your interactions with family and friends change. Do this on a larger scale and watch in awe and amazement how the change that you are, the light that you bring to the table, makes it easier for others to feel safer, to remember that they too are love and joy, that they are honored and respected. That's how we're going to change the world, people. Not fighting people, not arguing people, not making threats of physical violence, not debating with one another who's right, who's wrong. That doesn't work. We've done that for thousands of years. It does not work. It will not work. It cannot work. It cannot. Observe and then flip the light switch on. You are making the world filled with more light because you are that light. And someone told me yesterday that they had recently read some kind of research. I don't recall where the lady said she got it from, but that close to a third of people in America and Europe associate themselves as spiritual beings, understanding that they are the ones responsible for bringing forth their experiences, that their awareness of themselves as one, it is growing and increasing. Honey, that is exciting news. That's a lot of people. A third, that's a lot of light instruments. That's a lot of light. So join with one another. Imagine in your meditation that you are linking energy arms with that one third of people in the U.S. and Europe who understand themselves to be one. Link arms with them and just let love, understanding, peace, harmony, and hope flow. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I do appreciate you. As always, I love you. Love yourself well. For more information on what I do, how I do it, where I do it at, visit www.donnadevane.com. Thank you so much now. Bye-bye.